You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go to rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Twins fall to 7-15 after another loss tonight in Cleveland. Now they've dropped this series. They got the finale tomorrow on Wednesday. It's supposed to rain all day in Cleveland Wednesday, so we'll see if they end up playing. Twins off day Thursday. Makes it more painful. They can't turn this thing around till Friday at home against the Royals. Maybe what they need, though, is two off days in a row. Clear their heads and figure out how they're going to turn this thing around. This one again tonight, it's just like it's a broken record at this point. It's just something goes wrong. I'd say, so, you know, if you break up the three parts, and you can honestly break it up into four parts too, defense, offense, starting pitching, and the bullpen. If you were to break it up into those four parts, I would say on this current drought, in this current 7-15 stretch, since they were 5-2, I guess, so in this 2-13 stretch, three out of those four things have gone awry in each game, I would say. Tonight, starting pitching, Kenta got blasted. Franmil Reyes just whooped him. Jose Ramirez hits a home run in the first inning after the Twins spot Kenta a 2-0 lead. Maeda this year has been massively disappointing. His command is way off. He has no confidence. His splitter command got a little better as the game went on, but his slider command, I mean, hanging pitches, and he hung some sliders last year and got away with some last year. He's not getting away with any now, and he's not spotting that outside corner at all, the righties with that slider. It's either way out of the zone and a non-competitive pitch, or it's hung right in the middle. There's some optimism that Kenta can turn it around. He was so great last year, and he's not, you know, even the years before that, he wasn't an ace at all for the Dodgers, but he was a solid number two, number three for them. And, you know, if you can get back to that at least, that'll help the Twins a bunch. Thus far, though, he's been really bad. People tweeting, who broke Kenta Maeda? Like, it's been that bad for him. And unfortunately, when the offense comes out and gets two runs in the top off, Nelly Cruz gets a triple, Byron Buxton, of course, infield single. Those two, we'll get to this today. I think that's where most of my frustration lies right now, is you have these two, Byron Buxton, who's finally healthy and finally playing the MVP-level baseball that we all saw in him and we all knew he was capable of, that he's shown us flashes of the last few years, having just a tremendous first month of the season. And frankly, only Mike Trout's been better in the American League. JD Martinez has been good. Buck's been better than JD, just given that defensive wizardry he has in center field. Putting together an MVP caliber year thus far through 22 games, and to be 7-15 after how well Buxton has played and how well Nelly is playing is so disappointing. And it's disappointing for both of them for different reasons. For Buck, like I mentioned, that he's healthy and that he's playing so well and playing to the level that we thought he was capable of for so long. For Nelly to wait all offseason and finally get him back, the heart and soul of the club, he's hitting, you know, just the same as he ever was for the Twins. And Nelly doesn't have that many years left. Like, Nelly's going to be 41 this summer and comes back to the Twins. And this team owes him. This team owes Nelson Cruz. Like, they deserve better. Those two deserve better, frankly. Buxton and Cruz, for varying reasons, honestly, deserve better. And Donaldson's been good, but recently not good at all. And, you know, he's not got a lot of years left either. It's just really disappointing that this team right now has turned into a Stars and Scrubs team. You got guys who can really play. You got guys who can really hit. And you got guys who really, really can't hit and really, really can't play. And tonight, like I said, three out of four things go wrong. Starting pitching was bad. Defense, Alex Kirilloff lets a ball drop out of his glove in left field. Bad. That's an error, man. They give Jose Ramirez a double on that. That's an error. Bad. Bullpen, bad. Like, every three out of four. I thought the offense, like, putting up four runs is like unbelievable for this offense right now, to put up four runs. That is like, they sit down and they say, hey, we did our job with four runs with the way that they've been hitting recently. But it's three out of four every night. Three out of four. If it could have just been two out of four tonight, if Kenta had put up a good start And the bullpen wasn't great, and the offense put up four runs or whatever. And, you know, the defense was solid. You know, if it was two out of four, if two things went wrong tonight, like the bullpen and the defense, let's say, I think they would have been in this game, and I think it would have been, competitive. And, you know, we look at it, and you're going to point to the end of the game, Rocco Baldelli, 5-4, the Twins are down, and he goes to Alexander Colomé again in that. And it's this thing is just setting up. I don't know, and I'm afraid to say this, I don't know if it can get worse. Like that, to have that happen, and Colomé is just wild. He's hitting guys. He's walking guys. He's throwing up and in. He can't get anyone out. He gets yanked out. Collar comes in. Also can't throw strikes, and this thing busts open. And they're lucky it was only 7-4. The Cleveland sent eight guys to the plate. Twins down 7-4 at that point. You know, going to Colomé there, Rocco says before the game, we're going to put him in lower leverage situations. If you haven't learned about Rocco Baldelli, and honestly, I'm not a fan of it right now either with the way that they've been playing. I'm not crazy about that move. But if you know Rocco Baldelli, and one of the gripes about him in the last 2 years as well has been, you know, the team gets down and he'll go to lower leverage relievers, even if they're down by a run or two. He doesn't see value in going to your higher leverage guys in games where you're losing. He never really has. But we've seen him adjust at times where he'll go to higher leverage guys when the Twins are in a rut or they need a win or it's a late, you know, September game and they, you know, it's an important game in terms of like the playoff race. So tonight, losing 12 out of your last 14, this is not if you'd won 12 out of your last 14 and Colomé, they wouldn't have won 12 out of last 14 if Colomé pitched like that. But if you had won 12 out of your last 14 and the two games were that Colomé blue, let's say, and you go to him there, I'm fine with that. When you've lost 12 of your last 14 and you're in a position down 5-4, in the ninth inning, no, I'm not crazy about it. You're going into the ninth and the bottom of the eighth. No, I'm not crazy about that decision. I don't think Twins Twitter was either, and I don't think Twins fans loved it. I think he sets himself up. He sets up Colomé, and it's a really risky move, trying to instill some confidence. I get the idea, but at this point, I'm not crazy about it. Let's take a short break, talk more about this game, and looking forward for the Twins. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring. Ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece, they're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked on their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So I mentioned I thought the offense did a decent job tonight, I guess, against Aaron Civale. He goes 7 1/3, I believe, after Buxton hit that booming home run. Nelson Cruz hits a triple, like I said. He had a hard hit ball, too, to the right side that got snagged up by Josh Naylor. But, you know, the offense, I thought, for the most part, put them in a position to win, and they did get cold in those middle innings. It's nowhere near what we expect from this offense, but given where the expectations are and where our kind of where we're anchored right now with this offense, I thought that was a decent performance from them. Kenta, just like to come back in the bottom of the first inning, I understand Jose Ramirez is a really good hitter, and I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a great player, and he's probably the best player in the division. I have a ton of respect for Jose Ramirez. To give up that homer when the Twins get up 2-0 there in the first inning is just demoralizing. And then to come back in the second and give up that homer to Reyes is demoralizing. It's just something that Kenta wouldn't have done last year. I think last year the Twins win this game 4-0 or 4-1. I think it's much different with Kenta last year. It's just everything that can go wrong has gone wrong so far. Guys who they relied on a ton last year are not playing well. Guys they relied on in 2019 are not playing well. And then you just have this bottom part of the lineup with Mitch Garver and Astudillo. And Cave's played a lot better recently. Like, he's one of the lone energizers right now, I would say, on the team. You have this bottom of the lineup that can't hit for a lick. And it's just it puts you in such a tough position. And the Twins have seen it. Now losing 13 out of their last 15. I mentioned, I think, something that hurts is the Buxton and Cruz factor, but also something that hurts is what I've felt over, I'd say, the last week more so, because it's amplified, right? When you're losing games, you should have that energy. They don't have it. They don't have the heart. They don't have the it factor right now. They don't look like they want to win. And I can see there's frustration out there. I get, you know, there's frustration on the field. There should be. You're a team. This is supposed to be a banner year, man. I know it sounds ridiculous now, but you got this team coming off 18 straight postseason losses coming into this year with high expectations to win a third straight division title. You sign Andrelton Simmons. You get Donaldson back healthy. Buxton's healthy. You come into this year, you get Nelson Cruz back. Kenta Maeda was great last year. You get Barrios. You make some fringe signings in the back of the rotation. Okay, you got some prospects coming up, Kirilloff. It's a very, very high expectation year for the Twins, and there's high pressure. And to come out the way that they have is really, really disappointing. That's even more so. It's disappointing to lose 15 of your first 22 games. It's more disappointing to lose 15 of your first 22 games when you've lost 18 straight postseason games, when you've lost your last six postseason games, when this is a roster now that a lot of these guys have been through those losses. Like, their excuse in 2019, that wasn't our team. Now it's your team. You went through those losses. You've put the fan base through this horrendous streak. Not all of them. They're not responsible for all of them. But recently, they're responsible for that, this core. And you come out and you perform like this. It's really a little hurtful, honestly, to a fan base that's been through a lot. And I don't want to make it, you know, feel bad for the Twins fan base, but this is a fan base that deserves it. This is a city that deserves a championship team. And I think there were people that, you know, coming into this Twins year felt really good about the Twins and felt really good about their chance of making some noise in October, almost blind faith of making noise in October. And so far, they haven't looked the part at all. Do I still believe this is a good team? I do. I still believe when you look at the names on the roster, Byron Buxton, Josh Donaldson, Nelson Cruz, we mentioned them. I think Kenta's going to bounce back with this command at a certain point. Jose Barrios, this is such a talented roster, and I think the baseball world also believes that the Twins will bounce back. But you just, and this is what keeps getting brought up, you keep digging yourself this hole. Every day you dig that shovel deeper into the dirt and you take out another chunk and you dig yourself deeper and deeper and deeper. And now you got the White Sox, who this was already looking like a season in which the White Sox would be tough and that they were gonna push the Twins. And now you get yourself in this rut where you're 7-15, and it really puts the team in a tough position. And I understand as well. I'm frustrated. It's hard to watch this team right now. I saw a comment last night at Twins Daily. I cracked up. Someone saying, I've felt emotionally and physically better not watching this team the last 5 days. I thought that was hilarious because I think that's probably true. If I didn't watch this team for the last 5 days, I'd be very sad. And I love this team and I will continue to love this team. I love the players on this team. But I probably would be in a much better mental state. And I know a lot of Twins fans would, because this is just no fun right now. Again, back on that point, I saw there was a clip of like Luis Arraez running across the field. And I just thought, I love Luis Arraez, man. I love watching him play. I love Josh Donaldson. I love watching him play. I love Byron Buxton. I love watching him play. I love watching these guys play. Nelson Cruz has been one of my favorite players of all time and one of the best sluggers of all time. I used to go to Target Field just to go see Nelson Cruz when he played for the Rangers, because I loved him and I loved watching him play. And I loved to watch Jose Bautista play with Donaldson in Toronto. Like, these are guys that I've loved forever. And it's hard to watch this team struggle as much as they are. But I'm not giving up on them. And, you know, I'm going to continue to be here 5 days a week breaking down these games for as long as this losing streak may go and as long as they might be in this rut. I'm going to be here because I've been here and I believe in this club and I'm going to continue to believe in this club. More on that when we get back. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline's your online sportsbook experts. With Major League Baseball, there's action every single day. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 50% off on your first deposit or 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Thank you, BetOnline, for sponsoring Locked On and for sponsoring Locked On Twins. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert, the fastest and easiest way. Use promo code Locked On. Looking forward now, I mentioned Cleveland series wrapping up tomorrow. Hopefully it wraps up tomorrow with rain on the way in Cleveland. But the Twins have the first place Kansas City Royals on tap this weekend. And then they'll host Texas for four. And then they'll go to Detroit. And then they have the White Sox May 11th to May 13th. So, you know, I hate to keep saying this over and over and over again, but this schedule is so doable. And I thought that way when we saw Seattle and Boston. And, you know, you saw these other teams on there too, and you felt like it was an easy schedule. But May is their easiest month of the year by Pakoda projections in terms of how many games Pakoda thought each team would win this year. May is their lightest month of the year. It might not matter right now because they don't look like they can beat anyone. It's also a funny factor when people said, oh, the Twins will miss Shane Bieber this weekend. It's like, what does that really matter? They can't beat anyone. But it will help to play bad teams. You can play some bad baseball against bad teams and find a way to win. You can't play horrible baseball against bad teams and find a way to win. And the Twins have kind of proven that to us in the Pittsburgh series, the Seattle series. It's just they're not giving themselves any chance to win at this point. Against anyone, really. They'll win one out of three against the worst teams in baseball playing like this. It's just, and they've proven that they will, honestly. But this is a doable schedule. If you can find a way, if they play on Wednesday, find a way to beat Logan Allen, a lefty who has a horrendous ERA this year. Again, like that has mattered, but you just hope. Jay Happ's on the hill for the Twins. Cleveland, you know, Eddie Rosario, Josh Naylor, Jake Bowers, they got some good left-handed hitters. Right-handed side, you still got to worry about Framil Reyes and Jose Ramirez and Cesar Hernandez, less so. But I think this is a good matchup for them Wednesday. It's a good opportunity for them to just try to take some momentum back home for this homestand. And it's a good opportunity this weekend, too, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. It's a good opportunity this weekend to play a Royals team that's in first place right now. They're riding high. They're feeling really good. To kind of put them back in their place and reinstate yourself as one of the teams to beat the American League Central. They're going to have to fight back here soon. And what I've said is what's defined the Rocco Baldelli era is how they bounce back from these streaks, how they look after they go through this adversity. And so far, they're not bouncing back. They're not getting better. They're not turning it around. And as long as you wait, as long as there are repercussions, you continue to dig yourself that hole every single day. Another scoop, another scoop, another scoop. And at a certain point, you can't see the sun anymore when you look up. And I think that's a reality. You know, I still think it's early. The Washington Nationals in 2019 started 16-26 and won the World Series. People were calling for them to trade Max Scherzer, fire Davey Martinez. That would be if the Twins went 9-11. I think I got the math right on that. In their next 20 games, that would be what their record would be. So, you know, it's been bleaker and it's turned out better before. We've seen worse, as you would say in the sports world, but it doesn't feel like it right now for the Twins. We certainly haven't seen this collection of Twins play as bad as they are right now. There's no way in the Rocco Baldelli era that I've ever seen that his teams play this bad for this long of a stretch. It really nothing compares to it. There are other factors in this, the COVID, the injuries. I get it. There's adversity here. But at a certain point, Max Kepler expected to be back this weekend. That's great. Kyle Garlick too. You get these guys back, the excuses are gone. You get these guys back. You're healthy. You no longer have an excuse of why you're not coming and playing with more energy. You no longer have an excuse for why you're not winning baseball games. There's no longer an excuse. And at that point, I just have to look at it and say, maybe they're not such a great team. I don't believe that now. I don't think I'll believe that in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or 2 months. I still think this team's a good ball club, and I will stand by that. But you're going to run out of excuses here pretty soon as to why this continues to happen every night, why they're putting fans through this. It's a tough time, but I would advise everyone to hang in there. I get the frustration. It's a tough time right now to watch this club. I understand those doubts are creeping. The doubts are creeping into everyone's head about the identity of this team and what this team's really bringing to the table. And I'm not saying those doubts are not warranted. I'm not saying those doubts might not end up being true and factual throughout this summer, but we have so much fun baseball ahead in Twins territory and a summer full of getting back to normalcy in life and enjoying Twins baseball at the ballpark together and watching this collection of great talent, one of the most talented rosters we've seen in recent memory for the Twins, go out there and compete every day. And they just need to compete better and bring more fire and act like they want it a little bit more, and I hope and believe that they will. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. We'll be back tomorrow, whether it's a game or not. We will be back as we always are, 5 days a week. Follow me on Twitter @LockedOnTwins and follow my personal account @NashWalker9. Thanks again for listening.